In the last episode of What Have You Chosen, James had just asked, what difference does it make to people when they die if they've received God's gift and followed Jesus' teaching? That's a question we should all be interested in. Let's see if we can find an answer. But first, we'll pick up the story as the angel responds to God's enemy Satan, who'd been boasting of how he would entice people away from God and get them in his power.
Back off, Satan. God wants to protect his children very much. He watches over them all the time and eagerly waits for them to call him. Through Jesus, he has promised never to leave a person alone who has made a covenant with him, and he will never allow them to have more troubles than they can cope with. If the covenant has been sincerely made and a person continually tries to follow Jesus' teaching, it cannot be broken. When people mess up and make mistakes, they can talk to God and say, sorry about that, and seek his guidance, knowing that his forgiveness is unlimited and he is eager to help them as they walk with him.
What difference does it make to people when they die if they receive God's gift and follow Jesus' teaching?
It makes all the difference. When they die, they come here to the gates of heaven and hell, and their names are checked to make sure they are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then they are given a robe of righteousness, which signifies that they have been made pure, so they can be in the presence of God and can enter heaven. If, on the other hand, a person has chosen not to believe and has rejected God's gift, their name will not be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Or perhaps they did receive it, but then they have drifted or walked away from their faith in Jesus as their Saviour. Then their name may have been erased. For all these, when they die and come here to the gates of heaven and hell, they won't be able to get the robe of righteousness, and they won't be able to enter heaven because of the presence of God.
What about us? Are our names there?
Well, unfortunately, I have looked in the book closely, and neither of you have chosen to accept Jesus as your Saviour. Therefore, your names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are impure, and there is no way you can enter heaven.
But that's not fair. No one told me that I might go to hell when I died.
Yes, Louise, you're right. The modern Christian church has been fooled by Satan and no longer tells people about hell, because it wants to present a warm, fuzzy message that will not frighten people and that people will easily accept. They don't realise that it is a contradiction to their most important message. They say Jesus is the saviour of the world, but he can only save people if he has something to save them from. The only thing Jesus died for was to offer people the opportunity to be reconciled to God and to be saved from going to hell. But being fair is not the point. It is a matter of God being just. God has offered forgiveness as his part of the covenant to all who will receive it as a gift. Even people who have committed terrible crimes, if they are genuinely sorry for their mistakes and receive Christ, they are forgiven by God and given a fresh start. Even those who repent on their deathbed are saved. Look at the two criminals who were crucified with Jesus. One of them cursed Jesus and demanded that he save him. He wasn't sorry for his sins. He remained impure when he died. He couldn't enter heaven with Jesus. But the other criminal, he knew he deserved his punishment, and he was sorry for his mistakes. He humbly asked Jesus to forgive him and to remember him when he came into his kingdom. Jesus forgave him, making him pure, and told him he would be with Jesus in heaven that very day. But just as Satan has done before, he is still deceiving people today.
Yes, I put my thoughts into people's minds. I confuse them. I make them selfish, greedy and jealous, so they become self-centered and depressed. I also use those who have believed my lies. I use them to promote, write and broadcast my lies into the minds of people. Lies such as, believe the theory of evolution. There is no God. The Bible is the fiction of men. You are your own God. And lies like, enjoy life while you can. You only live once. Don't worry about the future. Death is a long way off. My final deception, the really devious one, is to encourage people to take the path of suicide or euthanasia. They believe they are avoiding pain and indignity, but I'm robbing them of their last chance to meet Jesus and to choose to accept his gift.
The result of Satan telling people lies is that people are deceived. They don't see the need to search for the truth, and they miss out on an opportunity to make a decision to walk with Jesus and to spend eternity in heaven. Then, by default, their choice is not to have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. James and Louise, that is your situation. You have not chosen to receive God's gift. Your names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You remain impure. You cannot enter heaven. Guards, escort these two to the door of hell.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, look, please, can't we have a second chance? We were stupid fools before. We understand now and we'll accept God's gift. Please.
Yes.
This is what happened to James and Louise. You, the listener, however, are fortunately not in the position of James and Louise, looking down on their lifeless bodies, even though you may have come close to it in the past. But what you have to face up to is this. When you stand before the Lamb's Book of Life, which you certainly will at some time, and you are asked the question, have you chosen to accept Jesus as your Saviour and leader? What will your answer be? Wouldn't it be a relief to be able to answer, yes, I have? So don't put off making that decision. It is your life that will be affected, both now and for eternity. Don't waste any more time. Get serious. You don't know how much time you have left. In the Bible, God's letter to us, he says that each of us is a wonderfully created individual, extremely precious to him. In the book of John, in chapter 3, verse 16, he says you are so precious to him that he sent Jesus to die, so that you now have the choice to be set free from the sentence of your sins. Stop and think. If you feel that nobody loves you, God, the creator of the universe, does. What will you do? Will you waste the time that you have left in this world in a meaningless existence? Or will you use it to find out the purpose of your life and live it to the full with Jesus' help? Jesus wants to have a relationship with you like a closest friend. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, he says,
"Look, I am waiting. I stand at the door of every life and knock. If anyone hears my call and opens their door and asks me in, I will come in and eat with them, and they with me."
If you want to open your life to Jesus, to walk with him now and enter the gates of heaven into eternal life, I invite you to pray the following prayer with me right now. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I am sorry for my sins and I ask your forgiveness. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sin upon the cross. Thank you that he rose again and defeated death. I receive your forgiveness and ask you to be my personal friend and saviour. If you have prayed this prayer sincerely, please know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God has adopted you as his child. Isn't that fantastic? I encourage you to contact someone and tell them of your decision, and obtain a copy of the Bible and read some of it each day. The book of Luke in the New Testament is a good place to start. Prayerfully seek a local church or Christian fellowship group that will assist you in growing as a new Christian. Most importantly, learn and follow Jesus' teaching in the Bible, and do not risk losing God's gift by treating it casually or being seduced by the temptations of the world. I pray that God will bless and guide you in the days and weeks ahead.
Well, what a finish. It's certainly given us something to think about. If you want to listen to What Have You Chosen again, go to whatavyouchosen.com.au to get the booklet, CD, or MP3 download.